We are continuing our march through Maseches Megillah, 60 days, one Amud a day, hopefully to finish the Masechta by Purim. We are holding on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Today we're going to learn Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, but we left off on Daf Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. Va'amar Rabbi Yirmiya v'yitem Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Rabbi Yirmiya, and some say Rabbi Chiya Barabba, said, Menatzpach Tzofim Omrum. The five letters, Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, and Chaf, which have a different version of the letter for when it appears at the end of a word, a Mem Sofit, a Nun Sofit, etc., all of those were determined by the Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im of different generations came up with the idea of having a different form of that letter for the end of the word. So says Gemara, V'tizra, do you think Nevi'im have the right to do such a thing, to make new letters in the Hebrew alphabet? V'aksiv, Eila HaMitzvos, doesn't the Pasuk say Eila HaMitzvos, which teaches us that when God gave us the Torah, He gave us the mitzvos as they are to remain for all eternity. She'ein Navi Rashai L'chadish Dover Me'ata. No Navi is allowed to come and add anything to the Torah, including any letters. Va'od, and even furthermore, we know that the Sofit letters existed before the Nevi'im, because Hamar Rav Chista, Mem V'samach Shebeluchos P'neis Hayu Omdin. We know that the Luchos were etched through and through, that it was carved out through and through, straight through the stone. So the Mem and the Samach, the Mem Sofit, and the Samach were stood by a miracle, because it's like making an O, it's a circle. So the middle part should have fallen right out, but it was a miracle that they stood. Now, in order for the Mem to have been a miracle, it must have been a Mem Sofit. It must have been what they call the ending Mem. So obviously it existed already at the time that God gave us the Luchos, way before the Nevi'im. So how can you say that the Nevi'im came up with the idea of the end letters? So says Gemara in Mahava Havu. No, you're right. They existed before the Nevi'im. It's just that we didn't know which form of the letter came in the middle of a word and which form of the letter came at the end of a word. And the Nevi'im came along and they determined that the open version of the letter should be in the middle of the word, and the closed version of the mem, which is the way we have it, should be at the end of the word. Sof, says the Gemara, at the end of the day, how could the Nevi'im even determine that? Eila HaMitzvos, Shein Navi, Asid L'Chadesh Davar Me'ata. That no Navi is allowed to be Mechadesh, anything new. That's an important concept. Shein Navi, Asid L'Chadesh Davar, that no Navi is allowed to make anything new beyond what the Torah says. So how could they have determined where to put which form of the letter Mem? So says the Gemara, El Shachum V'Chazr V'Yastum. Now originally when God gave us the Torah, we knew where to put which form of the letter Mem, but then it was forgotten. The Nevi'im came along and brought back the memory of exactly where it belongs, and they reinstituted it. So they didn't institute anything new, they reinstituted something very old. And some say Rabbi Chiya Barabba said the following as well. Targum Shel Torah, the Targum that we find on the side of the Torah, on the side of the Chumash rather, that you see in the margins of your Chumash, Unklus Hager Amro, Mipi Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shua. Unklus Hager is the one that wrote that for us, through the Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So it says Gemara, Targum Shel Nevi'im, but the Targum in the Navi was not written by Unklus. Yonasan ben Uziel, Amro mipi Chagai Zecharia Malachi. Yonasan ben Uziel is the one that wrote that in the name of Chagai Zecharia Malachi. V'nizdaza Eretz Yisrael Abra Meos Parsa al Abra Meos Parsa. When Targum Yonasan ben Uziel was written, Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsaos by 400 parsaos, which is a great distance. It was like a massive earthquake. Yatsa Baskal, and a heavenly voice came out Va'amra and said, Mi hu zeh shegila starai lebnei Adam? Who is going revealing all my secrets to mankind? Amad Yonasan ben Uziel, al Raglav Yonasan ben Uziel, stood up for Amar and he said, Ani hu shegalisi sarech lebnei Adam. I'm the one that's revealing all your secrets to people. Galiv yadu lefanecha, and you know full well, shalo lekvodi asisi, velo lekvod beis Abba. I'm not doing it for my own honor. I'm not doing it for the honor of my family. Elo lekvodcha asisi, I'm doing it for your honor, God. Shalo yirbu machlokas b'Yisrael, so that we could minimize the amount of disagreement and conflict in Klal Yisrael, if we have a clear picture of what the Nevi'im are trying to tell us. That's why I translated the Navi into Targum. Va'od bikesh legalos Targum shel Ksuvim, and he wanted to start revealing the Targum of Ksuvim as well. Yatsa Baskal va'amra lo dayecha. The Baskal came out and said, no, the heavenly voice said, enough already. My time, why did Hashem not want him to reveal the Targum of Ksuvim? Mishem dis be'ketz Mashiach. Because in the Targum of Ksuvim, we would know when Mashiach comes. So says the Gemara, V'targum shel Torah Unklus Hager Amru. Is it true that Unklus Hager is the one who wrote the Targum on Chumash? V'ham Rav Ika Bar Rav V'nam Rav Chanan El Amar Rav May Dichsi V'yikru B'sefer Torah Sa'elokim Meforash V'shum Seichel V'yavinu B'mikra. What does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah tells us all of these things? V'yikru B'sefer V'torah Sa'elokim Meforash V'shum Seichel V'yavinu B'mikra. So we take each phrase of the Pasuk. V'yikru B'sefer Torah Sa'elokim Zeh Mikra. That's a reference. That phrase is a reference to the actual Chumash. Meforash Zeh Targum. Meforash is a reference to the Targum, that God already gave us the Targum. V'shum Seichel Elu Apsukin. That's the tradition of where to stop each Pasuk, where each Pasuk ends, where to put a Sof Pasuk. V'yavinu B'mikra Elu Piskei Taimim. V'yavinu B'mikra is a reference to the trap. Va'amrila, and some say it's not the trap, but Elu HaMesores. It's the, when you have a Kri and a Ksiv, it's the double version of the Kri and the Ksiv. So bottom line is, you see that it comes from, that Targum is already referred to in the Pasuk in Nehemiah. So how could you say that Uncle Sager instituted or wrote the Targum? Obviously he didn't. We had it from way before. Answer the Gemara, Shachum v'chazru v'yastum. It was, we had it from way before, but it was forgotten. Unklus Hager came and reinstituted it. He brought it back. So says the Gemara, okay, now we know the story of all the Targum, that the Targum of Torah Unklus wrote, and we were very happy about it. The Targum of the Navi, Yonasan ben Azil, wrote, and God made this massive earthquake and said, what are you doing? And Yonasan ben Azil defended himself. And the Targum of Ksuvmi wasn't even allowed to write. But Maishnodar Raisa, the Lowe's Daza, Vadinvi is Daza. Why is it when the Targum of the Torah was written, there was no earthquake, but when the Targum of Nevi'im was written, all of a sudden there was this massive earthquake? And so Gemara, da oraisa mefarsha milsa, de Nevi'i ikamila de mefarsha vikili mili de mistaman. In the Torah, everything is explicit. Everything is pshuto shel mikra, and therefore it's supposed to be easily understood. In Nevi'im, there are certain things that are explicit, and there are certain things that are a little more hidden. The Chsiv, for example, Pasuk says, Bayomahu Yigdal the Mispaid Birushalayim, Kimispaid Hadadrimon Bibikas Megidon. That on that day there will be a Hespid in Yerushalayim, like the famous Hespid of Hadadrimon in the Valley of Megidon. So no one knows what in the world that's talking about. Who's Hadadrimon in Valley of Megidon? What's that about? The Navi doesn't explain, and it doesn't mean anything without a Targum. Vam Rav Yosef, Sir Rav Yosef said, Il Moli Targuma da Hekra, without the Targum of that Pasuk, Lo Yadana Maika Amar, we would have no idea what the Pasuk is really talking about. B'yomahu Yaski Maspedu B'Yerushalayim, what the Pasuk means is that on that day there's going to be a Hesped in Yerushalayim, Kimispadu da Achav Barimri, the Katul Yasei Hadadrimon Ben Tavrimon Baramot Gilad, like the Hesped of Achav Barimri, who killed Hadadrimon Bar Tavrimon in a place called Ramot Gilad. So that's Hadadrimon. Ukimispadu di Yoshia Baramon de Katal Yasei Parachagira Bibikas Megiddo. And the Hespit of Yoshia Baramon, who was killed by Parachagira in the Bikas Megiddo. And that's the reference to Bikas Megiddo. So Rav Yosef says, you see, here's a Pasuk in Navi. We would have no idea what the Pasuk is talking about if we didn't have a Targum on it. So that's why the Targum of the Navi was such a big deal that God made an earthquake about it, that it started revealing secrets. But the Targum of Torah, there are no secrets being revealed in the Targum. So I forgot to say two main points over here. First main point was that the letters Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, and Chaf, Menatzbach, was reinstituted by the Nevi'im, but not invented by the Nevi'im, because Nevi'im aren't allowed to invent anything in Torah. But again, those five end letters were reminded to us by the Nevi'im, but again, not invented by the Nevi'im, because ain't Navi Rashai the Chadesh Tavar, Navi's not allowed to make anything new. That's main point number one. Main point number two, the Targum of Torah was written by Unkelus. The Targum of Navi was written by Yonasan ben Uzziel and caused an earthquake. And the Targum of Ksuvim was not allowed to be written because it would reveal when Mashiach comes. Again, number two, the Targum of Torah was written by Unkelus. The Targum of Navi was written by Yonasan ben Uzziel and it caused an earthquake. the Targum of Ksuvim, he wasn't allowed to write because it would have revealed when Mashiach comes. Now we're on the first medium-sized line. Says the Gemara, there is a pasuk that says, "Vera'isi ani Daniel." Daniel says that I saw levadi, my own, I alone saw as Hamara a certain vision. Va'anashim asher hayu imi lo ro as Hamara, and the people who were together with me didn't see the vision that I was zocha to see. Aval charada gadol nafla aleihem, but they were terrified and they were trembling. Va'yivruchu bihichavei, and they ran off to hide because they were trembling so much, even though they didn't even see the vision. So maninu anashim, who are these men that were with Daniel that he's describing that didn't get to see the vision but knew to be terrified? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Vitam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Zechagai, Zechariah, Umalachi. It's a reference to the three Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. And in a certain sense, Inu Adifu Minei, they were greater than Daniel, but in a certain sense, Vi'ihu Adif Minayu, he was greater than them in a certain way. How so? Inu Adifu Minei, they were greater than him, because the Inu Nevi Vi'ihu Lav Navi, they were Nevi'im, Daniel was not a Navi. Ihu Adiv Minayu, but he was greater than them, the Ihu Chaza V'inu Lo Chazu, because he saw this vision, they didn't get to see the vision. So even though they were Nevi'im, he got to see certain things that they didn't get to see. So in that sense, he was greater than them. V'chim Yachad Lo Chazu, my time of Isu. Well, if they didn't see it, what were they so terrified about? Answers the Gemara, Aval gav the inu lochazi mazalaihu chazu. Even though they didn't see it, sometimes a person has a premonition that you know that something is up. So that's what it means, their mazal saw it. So that's an important concept. Aval gav the inu lochazu mazalaihu chazu. Even though they didn't see it, their mazal saw it, which means that they had some sort of premonition that there was something terrifying there, something that they should be trembling about, even though they didn't see it with their own eyes. We all know that feeling sometimes where you just know, you have some sort of sense, sixth sense, that something is up. Amar Ravina, Shma Mina, so Ravina says, we see from here that Hayman de Mavit, that when someone just becomes terrified for no reason, it must be that there's something that he can't see, his physical eyes can't see, but his mazel is able to see. So Maita Kante, what should he do if you experience such a thing? Likri Kriyashma, you should say Kriyashma. V'ikoyim b'makom atinofes, and if you're in a dirty place where you can't say Kriyashma, because you're not allowed to say Kriyashma, in a place that's smelly or dirty, Linshof miduchte arba garmidi, he should move away 4 garmidi, it's a certain distance, and then say Kriyashma. V'ilo, and if he can't do that for whatever reason, Lemahachi, he should say the following passage. Iza de beitavchi shmeina minai. He should say, a goat from the slaughterhouse is fatter than me. Meaning it's a way of telling the demon or whatever is there that's out to get him, why do you want me? Don't pick on me. I'm just a little pitzla. You know, go take the goat from the slaughterhouse. That's what you really want. Don't, even a goat from the slaughterhouse is bigger than me. You don't want to mess with me. I'm not even worth it. I'm not worth your time. Don't even bother with me. So main point number 3 over here. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, in a certain sense, were greater than Daniel because they were Nevi'im, but in a certain sense, Daniel was greater than them because he saw a vision that they only sensed but didn't see directly. Daniel saw a vision that Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were able to sense, they were able to have a feeling, a premonition, but they didn't see that vision directly. We're going to stop there, even though it's a little bit of a shorter shiur today, because this happens to be a very good place to stop at these two dots. So Bezus Hashem, you owe me 5 minutes for tomorrow. We'll see if we take more than 20 minutes tomorrow. Hopefully not. But Bezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots.